Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is Mr. Bob Rourke, who is a podcaster. And we're going to talk to those of you who are in the business world, and you've thought about new ways to market and advertise your business. One of those ways is called content creation, and one of those pieces is podcasting. It's huge. Bob, welcome to Business Connection today.
Thanks, Ted. Appreciate it.
Wow. You and I met at a business organization I belong to, and I was very intrigued by your setup, everything that you do. You are connecting with business leaders in the community. The name of your podcast is Business Leaders Podcast. So talk about you and what is it that motivates you? How did you find yourself into the podcasting space, and what does it do for your business and what will it do for other business owners?
Ted, thanks so much. In the podcast space, I got interested in a few years ago. And my notion was that there was so much genius that resided between the ears of business owners. And you hear their stories periodically, but they're not widely known. And when the business owner retires or passes, that wisdom and knowledge goes away. So I thought the podcast mechanism was a very good way to take and start trying to preserve and memorialize that genius that resides inside the business owner's head. And, you know, what I found in starting in interviewing business owners, that the relationship that you would create and would follow from asking them about one of their favorite topics, which was their business, created, I think that, most of my podcasts are face-to-face, just like we're doing right now. And you get to see the person, see the reaction, find out what's important to them, and you make friends when you do it. And as importantly, as you start to talk about the business owner, the whole idea of the podcast is to feature that business owner, what they do, who their ideal client is, and some of the wisdom that they have and perhaps they want to share. So, Ted, that's the broad start of what I do in the podcast space.
Yeah, you really love to have that one-on-one conversation, and I know we share that with the Business Connection. It's just like that. What I get to do is work with my sales team here, and we get to feature our advertisers and partners, and we give this content or this audio to them. They can use them as marketing pieces and anything that they want. We do have our own podcast platform here at KRDO, so we're finding our way around and through the world of podcasting and leveraging that to our clients' advantage. So we've got quite a body of work, speaking of which, you have not just Business Leaders Podcast, you've got a second one, and it is doing famously well. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we started the first podcast called Whitetail Rendezvous, and the host of that is Bruce Hutchin. He's also here in town, and oddly enough, it's about whitetail deer hunting. And we have now over 600 episodes out the door, over 400,000 downloads of the podcast. And there are things that I had no idea, I didn't even know about deer hunting. But, you know, it's in transitioning, you know, you guys just recently got recognized and an award for one of your podcasts as well with regard to veterans in Mount Carmel.
That's right. Mount Carmel, thank you. Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center is a client of mine, I'm very proud to say. And we formed a collaborative group that is a mix of KRDO as the production facility, and Mount Carmel is presenting this podcast. It is sponsored by USAA and also by Together We Smile Foundation, a nonprofit organization that works in the military space to give people teeth. It's such a small thing, but such a life-changing thing. So these organizations who are built to serve and support the military community do a bi-monthly podcast called Veterans Voice. It is hosted by one of our own staff, Mike Lewis, 30 years here at KRDO News Radio, and a Navy veteran himself. The stars could not have aligned better. And we've worked really, really hard. And credit goes to Dean Miller, who's the comms guy or PIO for Mount Carmel, who pulls it together. And between Dean and Mike doing the interviews and hosting, and with all of the support we have for that team behind us, USAA and Mount Carmel and KRDO together, along with Together We Smile, we really feel good about having won that award. Everybody's worked hard there, but ultimately we do it for the military and veterans and their families. So thank you for that acknowledgement. The affirmation is huge for us. It tells us ultimately that the direction we're going in in that space, not only podcasting in general, but certainly service to the military is a right direction for us.
You know, I think for some of the folks, they may not quite understand the general acceptance of podcasting now. If statistics are to be believed, about a 30-minute average commute for the individual, half the households in the United States listen to podcasts now. It's a one-to-one experience where you actually have an in-ear event where the listener feels like they're a guest of yours particularly. And as far as the business owner, what I think is interesting is they can talk very specifically about what they do and who their ideal client is. And in the podcast world, the podcasts reside for a very long time. Mm-hmm. The business owner can take and repurpose the podcast in much of their marketing effort. The podcast can also be taken and converted to text, and they can either take the entire text and turn it into a blog post, or they can take that text and repurpose it onto the various social media platforms. Most business owners would be on LinkedIn. I happen to like to video, which is what I'm doing here today as well. And on the video space, you can chunk those down into small pieces, put them on social media, put them out to your clients as well. And so for content creation to your target market for the business owner, many of them say, I have a hard time creating content. Well, for you and I, by the time we're done, we'll probably have a 1,500-word piece of content done at least.
Yeah, no doubt. And then that's part of the thing for business owners to understand. Referring back to the award briefly, and that being really an affirmation that we're going in the right direction, I don't know that you have to win an award. I think you have to be reaching and touching people. You've got to be connecting with people. So if, as a business owner, you're going to use podcasting as a marketing tool, then you've got to be smart about the content you create and where you put it and what you do with it. So I'm glad you brought up the piece about transcribing these things, because there is one key element in online marketing, and that is, if Google can't find you, why are you bothering? So talk about that a little bit, because that was an eye-opener for me when we first met.
You know, and I have to credit some of the folks that do the production work for me, which is Brandcasters out of California. But for that crowd, they said, you know that Google doesn't search audio if you put it on YouTube. It can't index it properly. And so it's one of the things I think about is, if you have some key terms that are involved with your business, somewhere in your podcast, you should be talking about that. And then somewhere in there, it would be very useful to go ahead and have that converted from voice or audio to text. And then you publish that one way or another in a blog post, then it becomes searchable. And I think even for marketing pieces, where you guys are talking on the Mount Carmel Veterans Podcast, you're reaching a very specific micro niche that has a great need. And you're talking directly to, they're tuning in, they're interested, you're singing to your tribe, for lack of a better term. Extremely important for the business owner and for this organization as well.
It's long format messaging. It's wrapped up in stories. You basically storify everything mm-hmm. you're doing. Bob, what would you say is the measure of a successful podcast? Is it the cash register ringing for a business? Is it new connections? Is it a bigger footprint where Google is concerned, so you're easier to find? I mean, really, how does this return results or return on the investment for a business owner?
You know, I think, you know, it's a great question, Ted. For many folks, if I'm going to go through the effort, you know, if A, then B. And I don't think in many cases in the podcasting world, it's a direct link. So you could do the podcast and put it out there, and you could develop your tribe. You would know what your tribe's reaction is if you do a call to action in a podcast to see if they respond. It also creates, I think, some level of influence, you know, in your marketplace. If you're a center of influence or a thought leader where you're talking about specific issues, like when you guys talk about in the Veterans Podcast about the importance of dental work for veterans mm-hmm. and the difference it makes in their lives, many would not go, I did not know. And so I think for the business owner, the return on investments, either you're making an impact on your tribe. If you have a really small tribe, but they're highly responsive, then that could really drive business, I think, for the business owner in podcasting.
All right. You're listening to Bob Rourke, who is the owner, founder, the host, and executive producer, chief cook, bottle washer, all those things that you do for business owners of Business Leaders Podcast. Give a listen at businessleaderspodcast.com. Learn from the folks who are already got the scars and the bruises, right?
If you would like to be a guest on Business Leaders Podcast, reach out to us. We'd be glad to chat with you, and you can reach us at 719-219-8444.
And business leaders, business owners, I urge you to reach out to Bob. It's really quite an experience to be a part of a podcast, and I do hope that you get bitten by the bug, because the podcast community needs business content, needs business-themed content, needs to hear from you. Yes?
Absolutely. Ted, thanks so much for taking the time and letting me be on your show.
A privilege to know you, Bob. And I know we're going to be doing more stuff together, so thank you.
You bet.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We are Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO 105.5 FM, 1240 AM. Now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM. Don't miss an installment of Business Connection. Head on over to KRDO.com. It's totally free, available 24/7. And select the radio tab and click on podcast. Bob, thank you again.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.